Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the center fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Sauer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pete Elko. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Hanizuski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Hanizuski. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Luke Line. Batting second, the center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third, the right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Whitey Kurowski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Max Lanier. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Max Lanier. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Elko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elko hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luke Line is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hopp moves to second. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hanizuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanizuski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Lanier fields it and throws to third for the out. Platt moves to second. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Platt moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Pete Elko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elko is 0-for-1 in the game. Elko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier bunts towards the mound. Hanizuski fields it and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. One out. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marion moves to third. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hanizuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanizuski is 0-for-1 in the game. Hanizuski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanizuski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elko fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elko. Garms moves to second. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 0 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Marion moves to third. Klein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Elko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elko is 0 for 2 in the game. Elko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurowski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hanizuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanizuski is 0 for 2 in the game. Hanizuski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms is hit by the pitch. Sanders moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanizuski spins and fires to second, with Morello covering, and Sanders is picked off. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marion strikes out. Two outs. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Mutual hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Platt. Mutual reaches second base with a double. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Elko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elko is 0-for-3 in the game. Elko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Elko moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garms bunts towards third. Elko fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanders moves to second. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marion is walked intentionally. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Sanders moves to third. Marion moves to second. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elko fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sanders scores. Lanier moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.